Project Brown Down is a citizen scientist project that will encourage participation from the public while helping researchers look at climate change in the north. According to the University of Alaska Fairbanks, spring arrives earlier each year, summers are warmer, and fall arrives later. This has an effect on plant life. With seasons not changing on time, plants flower, fruit, and die at altered times. University of Alaska Fairbanks Institute of Arctic Biology plant ecologist and leader of Project Brown Down, Krista Mulder, says the term global warming is misleading. It's not just that summers are warmer. Winter is colder in some places.
In interior Alaska, at least, we've had about a 45% increase in the number of days above freezing. And so those are days that plants could potentially use to keep growing. And we've also noticed that in a lot of places, the non-native plants are the ones that seem to really be taking advantage of that, and they tend to stay green much longer than other plants.
Mulder says the program gives residents a way to see the environment around them in a way they've never been able to before.
One of the biggest advantages we've seen is that when people start paying attention to plants on a weekly basis, they notice other things too, like maybe they'll notice the birds that are coming and going, or maybe they'll notice other activities, and they're just simply more involved in what they're doing. The other thing that's been really interesting is that a group that we never thought of when we originally started this kind of work has gotten involved, and that's parents and kids. A lot of parents like doing this with their kids over the course of the summer, and we're hoping that with this new project where we're focusing more in the fall, we'll get a lot of kids and schools involved.
Those interested will be trained to look for specific plant types. Mulder says after they've been trained, they will select the plant species they want to track, pick 5 plants in a location that they can visit frequently, and collect information and take photographs throughout the summer.
And they would choose one plant from the native group and one plant from the non-native group, with the exception of one category, the wintergreen or evergreen plants, because we don't have any non-native plants expanding yet in that. And then what they would do is they would monitor them very carefully, following the instructions that we give them, to figure out at what time these plants flower and fruit and when they start senescing. So when they start turning their leaves, when their leaves start dropping.
She says the citizen scientists will be required to mark their plants so they can be found again. She says the program was designed so that anyone in any part of Alaska can participate. Training for Project Brown Down will start August 9th in Fairbanks. Anyone interested in participating is encouraged to sign up at the Project Brown Down website. In Dillingham, I'm Thea Card.